Would you know how to get rid of your fear, phobia, stress, or anxiety? How to burst your fear and transform your life? Welcome to Fear Busters Show, presented by Lauren Rosenberg, fear and phobia relief expert and author of How to Move Forward When the Unthinkable Happens. You are listening to UK Health Radio, the world's number one talk health radio with Lauren Rosenberg. www.fear-busters.com.
Hi, welcome back to Fear Buster. It's Lauren Rosenberg, your host, and today we're going to have a special guest, Karen, talking about the fear of not being accepted, and we're also going to talk about special work. Hi, Karen. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Hi, Lauren. Thank you for having me today. I'm really
You're welcome. Fear of not being accepted. How did that start, or how did you know?
Well, it was actually the way that I got into doing tapping at all. I was going back to the original part of this. I was always felt like I was a little bit on edge when I was little. You know, I never really felt like I was on solid ground and secure and so forth. And my father wanted a boy when my mother was pregnant with me. And so I knew that. And I think that kind of
not put you in the right place. It's like, okay, well, am I wanted, or I'm not the way people, my parents wanted me to be? Or...
Exactly. Yeah. So I was constantly doing things to try and prove myself that I was good enough. And I remember when I was in my late 40s, in my 30s, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I was water skiing, and my father was in the boat, and my new boyfriend was in the boat. And I stayed out on the water way too long because I was trying to impress them. I was showing off. And by the time I got back to the dock, I couldn't even walk. I was just in so much pain. So long story short, 16 years I dealt with sciatic pain from that water skiing incident. And I came across tapping, and I thought to myself, oh my gosh, I've been to every doctor, every chiropractor, nothing is working for me. I'll try this tapping thing, whatever that is. I don't even know what it is.
So just for the listener, tapping is a modern energy technique that you're using basically pressure points like acupuncture with our needle, and we're tapping on certain points like acupuncture, and we're releasing energy block in the body. So Karen, so you tried tapping, so somebody introduced you to tapping.
Someone introduced me to tapping, and I started tapping on my own, and within 20 minutes I had this thought rose up, and that usually happens with tapping. You'll be tapping along and something will release. So I had this realization that I was making my father and my boyfriend more important than I was. I was putting them above me. And when I realized that, I started to cry and release all of the emotion that had been built up in my body for all those years. And the pain went away.
So emotions are supposed to be energy in motions. And when the energy inside the body doesn't flow nicely, it gets blocked. And when the emotion gets trapped in the body and doesn't get released over the years, it will be heavier and heavier and heavier. And it will be like a luggage of emotions, like a whole baggage. And that's why you started having pain. And gradually tapping released the pressure. And this is why you said you had this big release.
I had a huge release, and that's why I got into tapping, and that's why I'm now a practitioner, and I share it with people because it's just so easy and simple and profoundly successful.
I love it. This is why I love teaching it. This is why I'm teaching tapping, because I want, and especially now with COVID, I think, and this is why I'm putting training in place, because we need more practitioners. We're going to need so many more practitioners in EFT and tapping, modern energy technique, because the whole idea is emotionally with COVID, even if the person is in a good place, it has an impact and is impacting everyone, not just even human beings. It's impacting animals, and you can do tapping on animals too.
Yes.
So you started to experience it, you've learned it, you started opening the practice, and how does that fear of accepting yourself, how did that change?
Well, it made me realize that was not the right way of thinking, certainly. And so it allowed me, by releasing that energy that was stuck in my body, I was able to love myself more, and I was more confident, and I was better able to be functioning. Really, I didn't hold back. I wasn't afraid to speak my mind.
And especially you can, even the body language and even the shoulders get back into place. We don't even realize there's so many different signs sometimes when we carry an emotional baggage, and people think, okay, well, it's physical, but it starts from an emotion and it gets blocked. Right. And then you have the physical symptoms and the diagnosis, but in the first place, it started from an emotion and being born with thinking that you're not in the right place and thinking, okay, my parents wanted a boy and I'm a girl. And so where's my place? And not feeling having your own place and claiming your place, that would create in itself a fear and emotion trapped. And it's probably why you're also so passionate to work in your field and of Karen, do you want to share with our listeners what you specialize in that practice?
Yes, in my EFT practice, of course, I work in a general way with whatever is presenting for the client at the time, but I also specialize in a program called the Pregnant Pause, which deals with before, during, and after pregnancy. So we deal with fertility and then the access to the emotions during the pregnancy and after the pregnancy as well. And there's one framework. The reason that I created this Pregnant Pause program is because the goal is to clear the energy of the mom so that it's not passed on to the child. Because how often do we have to, we live our parents' programming?
So we sort of we pick up on before the child is born, we pick up on mom, dad, and sometimes grandparents, and sometimes we can even carry inherited past.
Yes, all the time.
Energy. And then the baby's inside and pick up a lot of things. And if mom is anxious or if dad is anxious and if mom is experiencing something during pregnancy, that will be passed on. And then you will have the baby being born already with preconcept fear. And even the pregnancy itself, I mean, the pregnancy and the giving birth.
Yes.
The way you're born will have a big impact on your life. I mean, if you're born with a cord around your neck, you're more likely to be claustrophobic later on in life. There's a whole impact. So clearing helps, definitely will help. That it's amazing work because it is an important work. And I don't think it's been very well known out there. People don't realize that people think, okay, well, I'm pregnant and I just carry on and I do everything as normal. Right. And I actually personally had experienced, I've helped a 6-year-old who was scared of lift. And it turned out actually it had nothing to do with the 6-year-old, this fear. It was mum who was, when she went into labor, the lift broke in the hospital and she hasn't even given birth yet. But then when that little child became 6 years old in front of the lift, suddenly that 6-year-old, that subconscious mind came back up and said, well, I remember the lift was dangerous. My mum was giving birth and that's why that fear came up. So we cleared it through mum. Not, I never even seen the child, but so that it's important to understand that, yes, this work is important. So how do you, you also do infertility or you also help if mum can't be pregnant.
Yeah,
if the person can't be pregnant, that also has that also major, not all the time, but can be due to emotional energy trapped in the body, imbalances. misconnections. It can be quite a lot of energy block or trauma, or maybe also body image, not wanted to the body to change, or not being in control of that little one growing inside. There's a whole range of things. So that's quite a lot of work, and there's a whole aspect of it.
But, right, exactly.
Yeah, I find it fascinating that you went into this work and specialized in this, because that is what had this impact on you of being born, and parents wanted a boy, and then right. you were a girl.
Yeah. If you can imagine all the time that I was in vitro and I was hearing all of the, oh, it's going to be a boy. And I was thinking to myself, I'm not a boy. You know, I'm not good enough. That's where it all begins.
Were you born late? Because that could have created a delay of wanting to come out. Were you late or
I don't know. I know very little about my birth.
Okay.
Very, very little.
So, because that
I do know that I was born with forceps, so they had to pull me out. So I guess I didn't want to come out.
So yeah, so that forceps delivery is it's one of the most painful way to actually being born, and it also tells that the baby doesn't want to come out, so it's pulled out. But it also can create like the happiness of being born and the painful of the actual instrument of forceps, so that it's a mix of feeling and the memory can actually get you to associate happiness to extreme pain, and that can also stop the person later on to not want it to be fully happy, because you know that the memory that the definition of happiness for somebody who's born with forceps will be, well, happiness equal extreme pains, therefore I'm not going to be allowing myself to be fully happy. So that can be that you may have experienced something along the lines during life that have that impact. So yeah.
Right. That sounds like a setup for self-sabotage.
Yes, it definitely. Yeah. Yes, it's a self-sabotage, because you really want something, but you're going to sabotage it because you are too scared to that pain, so you're not going to reach it.
Right. And you don't feel like you deserve it.
Yes. And a lot of listeners out there who, if you're born with forceps delivery, you probably would find the same pattern of reaching and wanted something to be happy, but then turning around and not allowing yourself to be happy, because you have that wrong definition of happiness equal extreme pain, because the forceps is actually really squeezing the head and it's extreme pain, and the baby has no idea what's coming, because he's safe and okay in there, and then suddenly that extreme pain, and that's what can create like people sabotaging themselves, not letting themselves, like they want to do a project and everything is going well, and then suddenly they stopping or changing, or they want to have a relationship and then they just destroy it because they're too scared of that pain. So it's desensitizing it, using EFT, using other modern energy technique to literally go back and change that, and even doing the rebirth, like I'm sure you do.
Yeah, I've done that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But my mother used to tell me stories about how when I would cry as an infant and a little girl, I would get a big red V in my forehead when I would cry, and my blood pressure would be up a little bit. It would show.
Memory. So you picked on a lot of memories, and that's why you can have X amount of children, the same family, and they will all have different characters and behave differently because they would have a different experience of being born.
Right.
And that's what creates ourselves. I mean, I remember I did a session on a birth session with a twin, and she was born the second one, and always had confidence problem. And when we did the birth session, you can decide what you want, and you can create the birth that you want, and you can see yourself coming out. And she decided, oh, well, I'm going to be the first one. And that completely changed after that. I was like, well, now I'm the first one. I pick the confidence and I'm doing things first. And it just, something like this, just changing into the memory. And you don't change the reality, but you change just the image in the mind and the energy and the way.
Energy.
Yeah.
Right.
And that just shifts things. So it's great that you that you turn around something that a lot, you know, for quite a long time has had an impact in your life, and then you turn it around, and now you can help lots of people out there. So, exactly. What part do you find? Is there any part that has a bigger impact, or what do you like? If it's, you know, before birth or the birth or after, or what do you, which part do you think has a bigger impact on the child being born?
Well, before birth, I think when I work with parents, moms before birth, let's say they can't get pregnant, or they're trying to get pregnant, or they're thinking about getting pregnant or something like that. We work on their issues that they're carrying from their childhood so that those can be released and they can get them out of their chemistry, out of their energy field, and not pass that on, because they're in there waiting to be passed on.
Yeah. And sometimes it's very often it's stress related to, and very often you will find parents adopting a child and then a few years later falling pregnant naturally. That shows that how stress, emotion trapped in the body, can have such impact on the body. And
absolutely. Yeah. Yes.
So do you use just tapping, or do you use other techniques, or?
No, I do. I also do, besides tapping, I do matrix re-imprinting and Psyche, and also Reiki. I'm a Reiki master as well.
Yeah, I love Reiki. I also do Reiki.
I also developed my own modality called Reiki Tap Renewal, and it's done on the massage table. And people are laying on the massage table to as if it were a regular Reiki session. Mm-hmm. And I'm tapping on them, so it brings in EFT. And they're laying there, and all they have to do is repeat after me, because that's part of the tapping. I'm tapping on them, and they're repeating after me. And it's amazing what can come up for them while they're just laying flat and able to just relax in that way. And they don't
So, Karen, when you do it this way, do you find that the body gets warmer, or do you find your hands get warmer? Or because if you
do it, you can really
release the heat. Yeah. So, and now with COVID, I presume it has to be online. So, how do you do it? You use more tapping, or?
I do use a lot of tapping. Lately, I've been doing a lot of matrix re-imprinting. Mm-hmm. So, and that's an interesting, that's a sort of a derivative of EFT. It uses EFT in the process, but it's going back into a younger age where you knew there was a problem. Like if you were 4 years old and something happened back then, some kind of trauma or fear or something, some incident, we go back to that younger self and we talk to that younger self and tap on that younger self. And it's an opportunity for that younger self to speak their truth, a safe place to express themselves, because
didn't happen at the time, and then you can actually release it. And
right, because they've been carrying that emotional that's like suffocating for all those years.
Yeah. They created a belief, a wrong belief at the time. So we go back to the image, and re-imprinting is because we change the image the way the child or the person wanted, and then so we don't change the reality, but we change the actual image in the mind that creates the wrong belief. And then once you don't have that in your mind, then things happen, you change and you feel lighter, and then you can move on. So that's definitely a good technique. What do you find now because of COVID? Is there anything changed? Do you find people are even more worried to become pregnant or to be pregnant during the pandemic? Or have you found any difference?
I think it makes people nervous just because of the immunity situation and bringing a child into the world, having to go into hospital to have the birth and all of that, and just the you know, the care about the germs and that kind of thing. It does make
you address this more now that maybe you wouldn't have done in a session, or does it come up, or people, or you find ladies talk about it, or they don't want to go to hospital to give birth, or what have you found when they see you?
They don't, they're not opposed to going to the hospital. It's just another layer of worry. Mm-hmm. Because there are so many patients in the hospital with COVID. So, you know, it's like the epicenter of COVID right now.
So, usually there's a different section and they
test. Oh, sure.
It's
just the vibration.
It's just the vibration. Yeah. It's the thought, really. It's thinking like, oh, there's more chance of catching it or having it, or it's if the thought that we can't really touch it, it's just energy. And it's a different, like you said, you use the word vibration, and that's exactly what it is. It's changing the vibration that is fear, worries, stress, and tuning into a different vibration. Like you want to listen to a radio channel, you turn into a certain frequency to listen to that specific radio channel.
Exactly.
So it's learning how to change that frequency, and how you change it is by different modalities. It could be Reiki, it could be tapping, it could be matrix reimprinting, it could be color therapy. I mean, a whole range of different whatever. It could be just even thinking of something that makes you happy, and you just tune into that feeling, and you just change that energy feeling. Instead of being in that fear of COVID, you could just think of whatever makes you happy, like a happy place. If it's being on a beach or being in the snow on a mountain, whatever people have different places that makes them happy, but definitely that could be something that definitely would help putting them in a different frequency. But it is an extra aspect that we need to be aware of, it because I think it definitely will bring more worries for mum, and the worries will be passed on to baby, and the baby, again, if it's not been addressed, will be born with worrying about the world out there that is very different,
not safe.
And if that's not safe, then gradually if a baby has that fear, that belief, then gradually as a child you're probably going to want to avoid school or going out, and then there will be some symptoms, and then gradually as an adult you probably will start finding different things that will keep you more indoor. There will be
right
a whole range. This is why the work that you're doing is definitely needed, because cleared early will make a big difference. That is so important, to clear those fear beforehand so that the baby can really be themselves, like they can really embrace the world and learn from themselves, from their own experiences, not carrying mom, dad, or grandparents, or whoever.
It's like the baby being born with all the suitcases from the parents.
Yes.
Bring all the suitcases in to arrive.
Yeah.
You have all of your problems.
In fact, when I work on fear of dogs, sometimes, majority of the time, the person or the child has never been bitten. And very often it's a copy behavior, and they're picked up by seeing a member of the family behaving like this, or even sometimes just from before, they just picked it up. Like, well, I've learned it. I've seen it. I know it's familiar. I know this is a danger, and I know I need to get, and I can't be near that dog because, so we do pick up a lot. We pick up, I mean, good things too, that's for sure. But it's undoing the things that are not serving us, not helping us. And if you would have found out much earlier in the early years of life, it probably would have been much easier. No, how different would it have been?
I know, right?
Yeah.
I would have been president of the United States or something.
Okay. So something you want to do?
No. Actually. Not
so, now. No. I think that's a hard job.
Definitely. That is a tough one.
Yeah, that's a tough one. We didn't put the they didn't plan to have COVID in there. But so how do you start when somebody comes to you, where to start if someone Because obviously we can't go into the deepest things first. So.
No, but I start with where they're at. I do an intake and I ask them what it is that's bothering them, or what is, I don't want to say, why are you here? That's really not, you know, appropriate. But what is it that we can work on that has been bothering you? And all they have to do is tell me one little thing and it just spirals out because everything is connected.
It's like a piece. It's like you have one piece of the puzzle and you put all the puzzle pieces together and then you get the picture.
Right.
Once everything is dealt with, you feel lighter, you feel you can embrace life better, you understand better, oh yes, this is why this happened and this is why I reacted like this. Because when we're in it, we don't really see it and we don't understand.
No.
And like you kept, I mean, you, like you're, well, you said, you're staying in the water, wanting to impress, to be noticed, but the person who got hurt is you in the process, no one else.
Exactly.
Yeah, but again, things do have to happen in certain ways in order to get to where we supposed to be. And if you would haven't gone to the process of that, you wouldn't have created that that practice. One of the other things that you're passionate at, and you mentioned to me, is the fear of frontline, thinking of all those people at the frontline. Do you want to tell what was your thoughts? You were mentioning, we were talking earlier.
Right. What I would like to tap on is in a surrogate way to help the frontline workers. I just started a private Facebook group for frontline workers. I'm going to be doing a presentation to all of Maine Health, which is a large hospital organization in Maine. And all of the caregivers and all of the frontline workers are going to be experiencing EFT, which I'm thrilled with.
So let me just explain to the listeners. Surrogate tapping, it means that basically we're tuning into an energy frequency. For example, the fear of frontline, of all those people who have to work at the frontline and all the things that they're seeing. And then we're tuning into their energy and we're actually tapping on their behalf in order to help them and support them. So we're sending them the right energy, the right support, whatever comes up, we're actually picking. And then that's how we doing surrogate tapping. So you don't have to have the person or the group of people. We're sending the right energy, and whatever comes up that we pick up, we just keep tapping on it. I just wanted to explain to you what surrogate tapping means. So the idea is, so it will be a group, and you will do it on Facebook, or how would you do it? What's the
I'm going to be presenting on Zoom to this group of people, and we're not sure how many people are going to attend. I have four classes to do, but beyond the four classes on Zoom, I started a Facebook group for those people that have attended, so that we can continue the work of EFT. So to help them, because they're there every day, they're working there every day. And I actually am a volunteer at the hospital in Portland, Maine, and I do Reiki there. I'm on the Reiki team.
Oh, very good. So
I have the experience of being right next to them in the room. I'm with the nurses, I'm with the patients, I'm doing Reiki on the patients. And so I'm there and I understand what they're going through. We can't go. The volunteers are not going right now. We have to work via Zoom. So we do all of our Reiki sessions remotely right now.
Okay, yeah, because things are in worse at the moment. But what we haven't addressed, and rightly so, and that's why you're doing at the moment surrogate tapping, is the stress that all those frontline staff are going through. They are working hours and hours and hours, and their stress level has not been addressed. And this is why it's so important to learn tapping, to learn how you can help, how they can help themselves, and how you can help them surrogate wise, because what all the things that they're seeing, and supporting them, and having to deal with all the emotions. And on top of that, everybody has got a mask on. You don't see the emotion. You don't see the face. So they're very limited, and they're pressurized, and they try the best that they can. And also, we're dealing with something that is the unknown, in this sense. So there's a lot of fear, definitely, on both sides, on the patient and the nurses, the doctors, the consultant. So they definitely emotionally will need a lot of support, and also all the image that they're seeing, everything that they're seeing on day to day, that will have to be debriefed, dealt with, maybe deleted with eye movement therapy or metrics, whatever therapy. But they're going to need some support, because they're going to have to restore their sleep too. I mean, it's not something that you can just get on with it and say, okay, and just keep going.
Right. You can't just think of it as another job that you're doing. There's so much emotion attached to it. You're attached to every one of your patients. Yeah. You know, you can't not be. So, and they feel responsibility, right? They feel the responsibility, and they see so much death around them. There's never been so much death from anything in this setting before. So that's a whole new trauma level for them to have to deal with every single day. And yeah, everyone's working 12-hour shifts. So, and then there are some hospitals that are mandating that the workers go home at a certain time. People they're just so entrenched with wanting to help that they just will stay. So they've been told that they have to go home at a certain time.
Yeah, I can understand, because you want to do more, but in the long run, it's better to look after yourself and to be able to be there when you're supposed to be there, than carry on. But definitely, there's going to be many more people who are going to need lots of modern energy techniques and tapping and whatever techniques help them. But surrogate tapping is one of the way of helping and supporting at the moment. And so it's great that you're actually starting doing that initiative, because it's, they may not realize, but they will feel something. They will feel the support. I know even sending Reiki is amazing, and sending color therapy is also just supporting the back and the shoulders and the spine. Right. So they feel very much supported, and for the patient too. With the Reiki Association, we've been sending Reiki online. And once a week I send Reiki to whoever needs it. And there's so many different ways of how you can help in that sense. So it's amazing that you can do that. If anybody wants to know more about you regarding the mums wanted to become pregnant the pregnant pose, how can they find you?
They can find me at my new website, Karen St. Clair, EFT.com.
Excellent. And regarding the surrogate sessions or the group, where can they find more details about that?
That is something that is, I'll be talking about that on my website. I haven't opened that up yet, because I haven't done my presentation yet, and I want to keep that particular frontline group kind of a private one. But in general, the surrogate work that I do it every day for the frontline workers. And I'm just doing it personally. I'm not doing it in a group right now, but that's not to say that I might not open a group to do surrogate tapping. That would be wonderful.
Yeah, because when you do group work, you also get benefit, you know, surrogate benefit,
right,
by being part of the group. So that's something that borrowing benefits indirectly. And when you do tapping for somebody else, you also borrow benefits. So you also get something. So it works both ways, basically. That's a way to do it. So, but Karen, thank you so much for joining us today and talking
about how
we can transform life before baby being born, and how it's giving them a better start in life and all those modalities that can help changing that.
Right. And a better future.
Definitely a better future. And not living in fear, but living in hope.
Right.
Yes. And not letting fear taking over. And
right. And living in confidence too is a big one.
Yes, that is true. Being confident and you know, there's no failure. It's just experiences, and those experiences build that confidence. And through that experiences, you build your confidence, and then you can get on and move on and grow. And that's the whole point of it.
It's exactly.
A learning journey. So thank you very much, Karen.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome. This is Lauren Rosenberg, Fear Buster. Looking forward to talking to you next week about another fear. Bye.